Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So that's one of the things that I'm proud of myself, Boomer, is there's sometimes I've got thoughts, and instead of going into a segment saying, like, this is 100% true, like I like to say, I don't know, I might be wrong about this, but let me throw it out there. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
All right? I don't think Brett Favre cares about anything that's going on in the NFL right now.
Well, wrong. Why are you saying that?
Well, because I think Brett Favre is retired.
Yeah.
He enjoys his life. He's down in Mississippi somewhere. He goes out and hunts wild boar. And he hangs out with his beard and his jeans and his tractor. And he knows that his word will mean something to somebody.
Okay.
So then they install some ISDN phone line in his house or put some Zoom thing in front of him. He goes into his bathroom because there's kids running around or whatever, and he probably tried to do it from his living room and it didn't work because there was too much noise. He just says a bunch of stuff that really isn't meaningful at all, and then people then end up talking about it because it's Brett Favre. Like, and I don't want to, you know, I'll give you an example. And I won't just say you, but I'll give you, you know, okay, somebody else who is a former player out there. I'll give an example. All right. I'll say you, and I'll say Ryan Clark. All right?
Okay.
Two guys, different eras, different positions, different networks. So I'm not just saying this about you. I look at you guys, you know, you have contacts in the league.
Yes.
I can tell you're working hard. I can tell that there's a informed opinion on
Thank
things.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then when you say something, it's like, and when Ryan Clark says something, you know, I feel like, okay, that's coming from a position of knowledge and he's got contacts.
And he's passionate about
passionate
it.
Passionate about
yes.
it. Right? When I see Brett Favre, I see a guy in a bathroom on a bad connection going,
well, I mean, Aaron said that, you know, he's probably, it's a loss and it's probably.
And you remember back in the draft, so they draft Jordan Love and he's like,
oh, you know, Aaron's probably not going to be happy about this. And
then everybody lost it. It's like, well, he probably talked to Aaron Rodgers. Right, right. Said that. And then he probably knows what's going on with Aaron Rodgers because they played on the same team. Blah, 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 blah. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, no, Aaron's totally fine with this.
Well, he's totally fine. How was Brett Favre feeling after they drafted Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
In the first
I mean,
round?
He was miserable.
Yeah. So, but we all like, in other words, he's speaking from, you know, I would think some sort of credibility here. So that's why people want to hear him. You may not like the way he says it, but.
I don't like, why would anybody really react to what Brett Favre says about it at this point? Like, I don't think he's got.
Because he's still attached to the Green Bay Packers.
This is great, my point, though. I don't
but
think he is.
He was such a personality when he played. And no, he is. And, you know, there was all that stuff going on between him and Aaron when Aaron
Long
was
time ago
selected
now,
to
though.
Go over. I know that, but it's still a part of it. So I know what you're talking about because what he says, other shows end up, and we're doing it right now too,
we're not. No, okay. It's different. We're okay. Talking about why I think his opinion doesn't matter. We're not talking about his opinion.
Okay. So other shows take his opinion and make an entire segment just out of his opinion.
And I'm asking you why.
Oh, okay.
I don't get it.
I told you why. Because, you know, he played for so long in Green Bay. And he played for so long, you know, between the Jets and the Vikings and Green Bay.
So far
ahead.
And
he's a Hall of Famer. That's why.
Yeah, all right. But
at least he's willing to talk.
Yeah, I get it. But he's willing. Like, all right, people. He's willing to talk because someone's paying him to go on a show.
Has Peyton Manning weighed in on any of this? Because if Peyton Manning did, then people would talk about that and create a whole segment around his opinion.
But here's the, like, Peyton Manning never really says anything about anything right now. So if he did, it would be more news. You know, Brett Favre's got a show. And I just think, I don't know, it just seems to me like he's just collecting a paycheck.
All right. So what's wrong with collecting a paycheck?
There's nothing wrong with collecting a paycheck. My point is, though, I don't think he's putting any work into it.
All right, let me ask you this question. You see Mel Kiper on TV.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate Mel Kiper?
Well, he works hard.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I think he's been wrong about a bunch of stuff, but I know he works hard.
Yeah, but
he was also the first guy to create this Draftnik world, which I think is a good thing. So respect to him.
He deserves respect. Whether you like his opinions or not, the fact of the matter is,
comes from an informed standpoint.
He found a niche and created a whole industry around it to the point where, look at the NFL, when they can go back to having live drafts. I don't know if they'll have one this year. I think it's going to be virtual this year. I think they were supposed to go back to Las Vegas or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how they're going to do this whole thing. And I think a lot of it depends on the vaccine rollout and all of that other stuff. But anyway, he created the euphoria around the draft. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
And then the NFL took that and made it into an event now, all into itself. And we saw that event down in Nashville. It was incredible down there.
Yeah, right. I don't know. So to me, like, there's two types of person in this business, you know, when you're talking about things. You know, there are the people who have gone through it and are still a part of it.
Okay, that would be me.
Right.
Okay.
There's also people in this business that are like me, like Moose and Maggie, that are like Craig and Evan, that are talk show hosts, where you're entertainers, you're talk
show
hosts.
This is your life. This is everything about what you want it to be.
You do it every day.
Life. Yes, you're living the dream.
Like Brett Favre, though, to me, is a guy who is retired. I don't know how connected he is to the league. And then he bops in and says something because he's collecting a check from one of these places, and people freak out about it.
Well, somebody's paying him.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't, like,
somebody's paying him for his name, then.
There was a guy, I'll give him all the credit in the world. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to. But he came in here promoting something, and he played professional sports, and he told us, and I don't want you to guess because I don't want to, you know, not trust. I don't want this person not to trust us.
Oh, he didn't say it on the air.
No, he said it off the air to
us. Okay.
And he was a former athlete. And he came in promoting something and told us off the air that he doesn't watch the sport anymore that he used to play in.
Okay.
Just flat out told us. He's like, listen, just so you guys know, I don't know what the hell's going on. Right? So, but he was doing it.
Trying to remember who that was.
Now, we made sure that our questions were not putting him in a bad spot.
Yes.
I think he sort of told us that because of it. But, like, I respect that. But, like, there was nothing that, like, Brett Favre, I feel like, is sort of in the same situation. Is Brett Favre, is he watching every one of these games? Or is he out in some, you know, in a duck blind somewhere?
No, I know he watched these games. Everybody watches these games. Everybody.
Yeah, I don't know about that. See, this is where I disagree. This guy who came in that day, he wasn't watching his sports games.
Yeah, but that's, I believe that these playoff games and the potential to go to the Super Bowl and the drama that surrounds all of it. I think all the ex-players are watching. I do. I think all the ex-coaches are watching. You know, if I go by my text messages and stuff like that going on during our show, it's so much more prevalent because the other teams aren't playing.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, there's certain guys that I feel they stay connected to the game when they're retired. And there's other guys that I feel like they do not. And I don't think that just because a guy who, you know, played at a very high level, who's a Hall of Famer, one of the most famous people in the league, that just because he said something, that it necessarily comes from, especially about someone else's situation, that it should be talked about and bandied about in a way like it was gospel. I guess that's really what my point is.
All right, well, Mike in Farmingdale, what do you got, Mike?
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Mikey? Hello, Mikey. Hello, Mikey.
And Mike, Morse code isn't going to work here on WFAN, so we're going to have to move on from you, and we're going to have to go to John in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's going on, John?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
So Deshaun Watson. Here's why the Jets shouldn't trade for Deshaun Watson, okay? One, I don't want a quarterback, and I understand the turmoil on Houston. I don't want a quarterback that in his fourth year did not elevate his team beyond four wins. That right off the bat, I don't care about stats. I care about leadership. And you're not telling me that this is Joe Montana in his prime.
Hey, John, let me ask you, does it mean something to you that J.J. Watt went out and apologized to Deshaun Watson, saying that the team let him down and wasted one of his prime years? Does that mean anything to you?
I I do think it means something to me. But realize he signed a pretty long deal to get an extension in Houston. And I don't love the idea that a guy then, it's one thing if he quietly said to the ownership, trade me. When you're openly doing this kind of Jamal Adams-esque, I want out of here, I don't really like, it doesn't bode well for the quarterback. It's not a great leadership position. And I don't also like the, you look back to history, whether it was Fran Tarkenton or other players, Herschel Walker, like, I don't love the idea of giving up top three or plus top draft capital picks for one guy. Because if you look back, and Boomer, you know this, look back at Pittsburgh. They were horrible before they got Minjo Green and they got Terry Bradshaw. Look back at San Francisco in the 80s. Dynasties are built through the draft, not through getting one player.
Right. Yeah. You're right, John. John, you're right. And you can go on and on and on, and you can point to all these examples out there to make your point valid. The problem is the Jets haven't been relevant in a long time, and their drafts, you know, although last year's draft looks pretty good, have not been that good over the years. And you have a 25-year-old in his prime offensive superstar that could be available,
which never happens.
Right.
So that's why it's kind of hard to compare these other situations, because never, I mean, and try to remind me of a time, never has a top 10 quarterback at 25 years old been available via trade at this point in his career.
The last guy that was that type of quarterback, but it was later in his career, that was available via trade because he wanted out, was Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
That was the guy.
He was, what, 31 when that
happened? Yeah, and he went to, Hugh Jackson traded for him out in Oakland.
That's more of like a Matthew Stafford comparison.
Yes.
This Deshaun Watson thing, I don't think there's a comparison.
And if you talk to anybody in the league, they'll tell you this is one of the top five offensive players in the league right here. You know, he does it with his legs, does it with his arms. And I think if he came here, much like, you know, how James Harden has come here, James Harden has fit in nicely here. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, so far, so good. I'm not going to hate on it right now. I mean, I hated the way that he handled himself getting out of there, but he has showed up here and he's done everything that the Nets and Sean Marks wanted and needed him to do. So far. Yeah,
We didn't like it, and nobody likes it. And I don't necessarily know that Deshaun has not gone Jamal Adams' route just yet. Now, maybe behind the scenes he has, but he hasn't publicly done what Jamal has done.
Not yet.
But other people in his life, this is the problem.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from him himself, but other people in his life are talking for him.
Well, you know what he's doing.
I know exactly what he's doing. He's playing the game. He's playing a politic game.
Yeah, and he wants to not be. He saw what happened to James Harden and how people turned on him, and he doesn't want that happen to him. He wants to leave Houston and have the Houston Texan fans be mad at the organization and not mad at him. Whereas when Harden left, they were mad at Harden. They were not mad at the Rockets.
And to me, the Houston Texans need a way out of this. And he has to give it to them if, in fact, they will trade him to where he wants to go. So he's got to be supportive of the Texans' decision-making here. And I still believe that the Texans are going to need a haul back in order to pacify their fan base.
Yeah. Morse code Mike in Farmingdale's back. I want to give him a chance because we put him up and then he couldn't hear anything but a bunch of tapping. So let's see if he's there this time. Mike, are you there?
Hey, guys. Yes.
There you are. All right. What do you got for us, man?
All right. Real quick. Two quick points. One on your point, Gio, about Brett Favre being irrelevant. So they did a really good segment on ESPN on Sunday before game one about Tom Brady. They brought back Joe Montana, Brett Favre, and Peyton Manning to talk about great quarterbacks that had long tenures with one team and at the very end of their career had success with another team in relation to talking about how durable Tom Brady and successful he's been over the years. So I thought that was a great segment, and I think Brett Favre contributed quite well to it.
All right, very good, Mike. That's your perspective.
And that was my first point. I also have a quick Kansas City Super Bowl rumor, and I want to see if you guys have heard anything about this. I heard that they're looking to sign Eli Manning for one game and bring him back for the Super Bowl to make sure Tom Brady doesn't
right.
win. You guys heard anything about that?
Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Is that what you were trying to Morse code us earlier? Yeah. I mean, this is going to be, to me, I think it's a great matchup. I don't have the Brady fatigue that other people have because it's a different team. And I just think that this, I mean, you got the young guy who could end up being the greatest ever because the way his career has started and the way that he plays. And you got the old guy who is considered the greatest ever. and they're facing one another.
And the young guy's going in with a handicap.
I mean.
You know, so the handicap is he's missing both of his starting offensive tackles against a team that has JPP and Shaq Barrett. And Shaq Barrett and JPP both had two sacks last week against kind of a similar situation where Bakhtiari's missing. Out there in Green Bay, and everybody said, oh, they had the best offensive line in football. When you're missing your left tackle, like the Kansas City Chiefs will be missing.
Yeah.
Okay? That is a huge handicap. Now, this is Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has been virtually indestructible, and as I told you, his numbers are ridiculous in the playoffs. They actually get better in the playoffs. The bigger the game, the better he plays. And last week, he was flawless. The week before against the Cleveland Browns, he had a flawless first half. So he's right back to where he was his MVP season. Now, this offseason has been this season has been a little bit, you know, down for those guys. I think they got a little bit bored in the way teams were playing against them defensively, keeping them out of the end zone and frustrating them. But now he has this full complement of playmakers around him. But he does have, or he is missing, his two starting offensive tackles, which is the handicap going into the game.
Yeah, evens the playing field out, that's for sure.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This guy from ESPN, Dan Graziano, he put out a tweet where he was like, What can't you people understand? We're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
Was it about not wearing masks or something?
I don't know what it was. Had something to do maybe with the you know how people had doing like the Ravens comparison with the Broncos at that time where they postponed the Ravens game but they made the Broncos play without a quarterback?
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
Whole thing. And like, okay. You know, everybody was up in a lather and he's like, we're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
Oh, okay.
So like I remember quote tweeting him and sort of like making fun of how fired up he was about it.
Yes.
And the guy blocked me.
Oh, wow, blocked
by Dan Graziano of ESPN because I made fun of his in the middle of a goddamn pandemic tweet. And, like, I hadn't even followed him. I just saw that tweet that he had got a bunch of attention that I made fun of him for it. But the only reason I found out I was blocked is I guess he had some sort of news or something yesterday, and there were people were quote tweeting it, and then, like, I couldn't see what it was. I clicked on it. I was like, this guy blocked me?
Oh, okay.
Over that?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, real
sensitive. Well, I thought maybe
guys.
You brought him out there. You know, at least people started to pay attention to
him. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. No, I guess. But very, very sensitive, that Dan Graziano. All right. So we've got Jerry Recco here with us, and he's got another update. Moment of the day. What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah, all that good stuff, and we have another net win.
Irving inbounding. Out top to Harden. Taking it left to the elbow, stops, takes, fadeaway, good! Oh, James Harden with the knockout!
How about that? Chris Corino with the call here on The Fan. Oh, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Nets win beat the Heat 98-85. Harden, 7 of 20 shooting. He had 20 points, 10 come in the fourth quarter. Nets had a big 18-2 run to pull away in this game. 20 points for Durant on a rare off-night shooting for him. He also had 13 rebounds, and Irving added 16. Here is Steve Nash. Yeah, we've got multiple threats on the floor.
On any given night, it could be any one of them. Or it could be Joe Harris. It could be someone else. So those guys also make each other and their teammates better by the attention they draw.
And then Jeff Green was on the post game with Corino and Capstraw. He says they played through Harden in the fourth for sure.
With the juggernauts that we got, He got it going, and we kept going to him. And that's the sacrifice that we all wanted to take to, you know, win games. And
I love that comment. That's the sacrifice we take to win games.
Sacrifice. That's all about sacrifice with these guys.
It's, well, something like that.
Got each other's back. Sacrificing.
We'll see about that. No Nets tonight. They have the day off. But the Knicks are back in action as they continue on the road in Utah.
Wouldn't today be a good day to be practicing on defensive rotations and things of that nature for the Nets?
Hey, they played defensively well. You know, they may. Who knows?
Miami when I said off, I said there's no game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, sure Miami was shorthanded significantly.
Yeah, well, win is a win. No one cares at the end of the year.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry.
By the way, Jerry, speaking of Utah and the Knicks, did you see that Shaq, and I bring this up because you played that Shaq Donovan Mitchell thing.
Yeah.
So he went and posted this Instagram thing, like sort of defending his take on Donovan Mitchell's, like, I understand good guard play. Look at all these guys that I played with. And it was like pictures of him and Kobe and Dwayne Wade and LeBron and all this stuff. So he's like really doubling down on this Donovan Mitchell thing.
I wonder why.
Very strange. I don't know. Like, of all the guys you could pick on, you want to pick on Donovan Mitchell?
No, especially when he says, like, I like you as a player. Like, right. He was very complimentary, too. It was a very odd segment.
And didn't Shaq, like, want to go play with Kobe out in L.A.? I mean, like, isn't that where he wanted to go?
Yeah, I mean, he also wanted to go to Miami to play with Dwayne Wade.
That's what I'm saying. So Donovan Mitchell's basically, you know, was drafted by his team, signed an extension with his team, and he's staying with his team.
It's true. And,
like, he didn't try to build, like, I got to go play with this Hall of Famer, that Hall of Famer, and this one here so I can go win a championship.
Right, and he even actually despised one of his teammates about a year ago in Rudy Gobert when Rudy Gobert was going around
started the whole COVID
kissing
stuff.
People, yeah, with the coronavirus.
What is the anniversary of that day?
I believe it was March 12th or 13th or 11th.
I want to say
it was 11,
later,
12, or 13th.
11. Later than that.
It was 11?
You sure it's not later than then?
No, because I was in Indianapolis, Big Ten tournament, and the NCAA tournament would have been the week after.
And the Big Ten tournament shut down too, right?
Yeah, I was there for the first night. I went, had some drinks in the stands, watched the first couple of games, and it was at halftime of the first game, I believe, where they made the announcement, no fans tomorrow. And then we were doing a pregame show, and they came over and said, get out. Like, literally, can't get out.
Yeah, March 11th. Very good.
Yeah.
March 11th.
Rutgers and Michigan were on the floor warming up. And then Minko did the first half of the St. John's game at the Garden, and then they shut down at halftime.
That's right.
And said, get out.
Bingo! Ah!
Yes.
Gotta go!
That was Boomer, by the way.
As usual.
Gets in on the Mink impersonation. That's great.
Meantime, you mentioned the Lakers and Shaq. The Lakers did beat Cavs last night, 115-108, 46 points for LeBron James. 10 straight road wins for LA. Pretty impressive. LeBron, I played this one clip earlier about noticing there was someone along the sidelines, and remember, there's no fans, that got very excited when LeBron missed a jumper at the end of the third quarter, and then he went off in the fourth. So clearly you noticed, right?
Yeah, someone I know for sure. Felt like he was just a little bit too excited about seeing me miss.
Okay, but do you know who it was?
Yeah, I know who he is. You know, he's part of the front office group. You know, but, you know, he was really excited about me missing, you know, that shot a little bit more extra than I would have liked.
And then I like the reporters. They gave they said, all right, you're not going to tell us who. Could you give us the initials?
No.
Can
you give us one of them? No, I ain't gonna oust him like that. The good thing for him, I only come here once, so you know, it's all good.
It's all
It was Dan Gilbert. All right,
it would be very funny if when do they come to Brooklyn? Do they come to Brooklyn?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, so when they come to Brooklyn, you have Evan sitting out there, you know,
heckling
using
him,
his press pass. And heckling him, yes.
Well, the seats where they put the press are basically that you dangle from the roof is where they put you. Because
is that true?
Yeah, yeah. Evan's picture. It was funny. He posted the picture, and the first comment I saw under his picture on Twitter was, wow, you can almost see the court from there. So,
I mean, are we allowed to go to the Garden as WFAN representatives? I don't know.
I don't
are
know
we allowed
that.
Anymore or no?
Oh, that's right. That whole thing. Is that still lingering?
I don't know. Would they give us a media pass?
They didn't, or they weren't.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, who do we ask here internally for that?
Probably Chernoff, I guess.
What?
Probably Caitlin would probably handle
Caitlin?
That. She would probably put the request in.
Oh,
I think.
Going to do this again.
And also, you might get approved where others might not.
You're not going to go. You're going to really go to the game? Oh, God.
I feel like we should be represented. One of us should go.
Someone should be at every game locally. I agree.
Right.
The Nets play in L.A. In February. The second half of the NBA season's not released yet, so perhaps it's the second part of the season.
When is that getting released?
Good question.
Once they see how many games have to be made up.
Oh, interesting. All right. Smart.
Smart. One other from LeBron, life lessons from Travis Kelce.
I've always tried to handle adversity by just saying, let's smack it in the mouth and let's continue to get better and better and better. And the best teacher in life is experience.
The best teacher in life is experience. Man, I like that. That's pretty good.
It's like a fortune cookie type of thing. You know,
where's the adversity? Like some guy yelling at him in the stand?
He didn't get into it, but the thought was sparked by what Kelce did on the sideline.
He was picking up his teammate.
Nicole Kidman, yes.
Yes.
And this is the one-year anniversary of the passing of Kobe Bryant as well. Very sad to remember that. NFL-wise, Bruce Arians with Zach Gelb. A couple of things here is the two had a nice chat the day after he wins the NFC. Not too shabby. Talking about the Packers kicking that field goal at the end. It was a big, big talking point all over the country. And, of course, right here, were you surprised what they did?
No, not at all. I mean, I think Matt thought his defense would get that stop.
Well, he thought wrong. Here he was, thoughts on throwing in the final possession like they did to make sure they didn't give the ball back.
Definitely, we were playing to win. You know, we wanted to use up the timeouts and definitely get that first down. And it was huge. It was a good call, too. The guy was holding his shirt.
And so they advance with the win. That's the passing interference he's talking about. In the AFC, we know the Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. They knocked out Josh Allen and the Bills. And Allen says learning for sure. Super Bowl or bust going forward now.
Moving forward from here, if you don't win the whole thing, you're going to have these type of feelings and these types of emotions. A lot to learn from, a lot to grow from. You know, as a team, we'll use it. We'll use it the right way.
Well, we will see what happens next season. The Chiefs will play the Super Bowl without left tackle Eric Fisher because of a torn Achilles in the AFC Championship game. Now, we played the Warren Sapp Brian Jones clip last hour. Gee, you forwarded me this one where he's talking. I don't know exactly who he's talking about before he gets to Davante Adams. Whatever. It's still kind of funny. This is Sapp. This is the Unfiltered Podcast.
He's one of them guys who don't like it dirty. Okay. We cut off and put the onuses on him. And how about Davante Adams running behind the line of scrimmage, hiding like a little hole, and then gonna act like he actually beat Jalen Ramsey on the route?
Hiding like a little hoe?
Yeah.
Like, what? Have you ever, Boomer, you watch a lot of football.
Yeah. Hide like a hoe?
Have you ever seen a wide receiver hide like a hoe?
I've seen wide receivers go down before they get hit. I've seen that. Yes, where they've protected themselves.
But, like, would you characterize a guy?
I'm not describing it that way, no.
All right, going like in motion back and forth. And
like the worst thing that I ever said is that the guy playing for Arizona is not playing in the CFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got mad at you for that.
Holy hell for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Collinsworth, stop acting like a hoe.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine doing a game and saying that? Right. Well, you know, Davante Adams hiding like a hoe behind the line of scrimmage to avoid Jalen Ramsey on this one.
Bizarre. I'll say this about Warren Sapp watching watched probably 25 minutes of it.
Yeah.
When you said that you never thought someone could be more energetic than Brian Jones, you nailed it. That guy's on 6 5-hour energies before he opens the mic.
He's dominating. And every time I watch Warren Sapp and like he gets demonstrative, he gets close to the camera, I think of him.
The facial expressions.
Yeah.
Brian Jones is talking and he's like,
He doesn't let anybody talk.
I think there's only one guy that they could put in there that would dominate those guys. Who do you think it is? It's somebody that's on TV now.
Adam Schein.
No, no.
Michael Irvin?
Yes.
Oh, Michael Irvin. Yeah. That'd be something. Yeah.
I don't know.
Sapp. Sapp would eat him alive.
I think so, too. I think Sapp, on purpose, has his volume extra loud.
Yeah, and I just keep thinking about Warren Sapp standing up, you know, towering over Al Dukes that time in the Tampa locker room. Rouse like, you're not going to answer my question? Scares the hell out of
you. Al, were you trying to get him to punch you maybe so you could sue him?
No, I was just trying to get some sound bite because on the radio that morning, I was like, I'll go ask him. That's no problem. I'm sure he'll give us an
answer. What was the question? You remember?
I was asking him, him going on the... Bubba the Love Sponge show was bad for team chemistry because they always badmouth Trent Dilfer. He didn't care to answer that.
Right. And it turned out to be a joke, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it at the time. I don't know if Trent Dilfer was in on the joke either. That was a very divided locker room. There was the defense on one side and the slow-moving offense on the other side.
It was kind of like the Ravens of 2000, right? Same thing. Poor Trent Dilfer was right in the middle of all of that.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to ask you, Al, if because you're a Tampa Bay Buck fan, if I would have offered you Super Bowl tickets to this year's Super Bowl, let's say it's not in the middle of a goddamn pandemic, right. Would you have accepted them this year?
I have the answer. He'd be hiding like a hoe.
Go Bucks.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't accept the tickets, Al?
No, I remember I went to one of the Super Bowls. I guess it was Cardinals-Steelers at Raymond James Stadium there in Tampa. And I remember leaving at halftime and just being out in the open of Tampa, not a soul around. These highways, no one on these highways. It was very weird, and I couldn't find a cab to get me back to the hotel room. So I know I left that Super Bowl early.
Wow.
Just because I knew I couldn't. There was nowhere to go. I didn't know where I was.
But I think Boomer's point is it's the Bucks, though.
Yeah, that's your team.
They're on TV also. I see it right on TV.
So the answer is no, Boomer.
Go Bucks.
What else? You've got the MLB Players Association reportedly turning down the latest proposal for the Universal DH and expanded playoff format. They don't want those two things linked together, according to the story. The Yankees trading Adam Ottavino to the Red Sox for a player to be named later. I'll give you one from James Tyon, who did meet the media yesterday. Had the Tommy John surgery, missed last season. Should be good to go. How's he feeling?
As far as health goes, I'm feeling great. I'm ready to roll. All my bullpens have gone extremely well. Everything's on schedule for me.
And he is excited to join the Yanks.
I'm jumping into a legendary franchise, a legendary organization. I overnight went from a rebuilding organization to a team like the Yankees.
Not too shabby, luck. NHL tonight, the Rangers skate in Buffalo. You got the Devils home for the Flyers, and the Islanders are in Washington. And with that, time now for Moment of the Day. And I left it out this hour to get to it here. An odd happening from an NBA game last night. Nuggets outscored the Mavericks last night, 117-113. Along the way, Jamal Murray fell down, got up, and gave his forearm right into the groin of Tim Hardaway Jr. He was ejected. Michael Murray, their head coach, wouldn't really comment much about it until he saw the film of it and had a better understanding of what happened. That having been said, still move on.
Hopefully, it's nothing more than Jamal being ejected tonight, and we can use it as a learning experience.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forearm guys in the junk.
You sack swollen?
It might be after that. It's certainly very possible.
Know. I mean, you never know what.
Megadong.
I like Megadong.
Just never know what happens when you get hit there.
No, you don't. Just a lot of bad stuff.
Megadongs.
Have swollen testicles.
I told you, I took a ground ball there for my son playing when I was pitching to him over the summer, and it took me 3 days before the pain went away. So
a
not
a bag
good.
Of ice that you could put right on your junk.
No, I didn't. Was that a tape?
Yes, that was tape. Oh, geez. Yes, I have no idea where that comes from.
There you go. Moment of the day. It's Michael Malone. I think I said Michael Murray there, but Michael Malone. Yeah, moment Michael. Of the day.
So that I have swollen testicles dropped. There's so much echo there.
I have swollen testicles.
That was a remote.
It sounds like you've gotten off like at an outdoor press conference and you stood up at the podium and you said it.
I have swollen testicles.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, Mr. Boomer Esiason would like to address the crowd.
I have swollen testicles.
That's so funny.
Well, and isn't that clip too, Eddie, from early on, and you weren't sure if Boomer was going to like you replaying it or not?
This was like the first one, and then I played it, and then Craig dared me to play it again as Boomer's just shooting daggers at me. And that was the whole unauthorized audio.
Yes.
And then you asked me, because I played it once and you didn't know. And you said, did you play I Have Swollen Testicles at the end of yesterday's show? I was like, yes. And
yeah,
then Craig dared me again.
Up after that, right?
Well, because then you saw what a positive response we got.
Yeah, a lot
to
of
it.
Positive responses.
I have swollen testicles.
Do you remember what we were talking about, which led to that?
I'm trying to think. Was it a Met player?
No, it was, I think it was Winslow Jr., motorcycle accident, Remember?
Kellen Winslow Jr.
I don't
Jr.
even I don't remember that accident.
I believe that's the genesis of it.
Wow. You know, that's another great idea, is to like find the context of the drops. Like, I think we've talked about this before. Like if Eddie ended up doing like a podcast or something, all the famous drops, where did it come from? Like, where was the first time, you know, he actually heard that? And if that is the case, I mean, to go back and have that audio of Boomer the first time he said, "I have swollen testicles." I mean, now it's a legendary thing.
And he's got
swollen testicles.
He's got so many drops, he could do a podcast for the next 12 years, right, every day.
He could, absolutely. Every
day. Smoking weed through a gas mask attached to a bong.
Laramie Tunsil, I remember that one.
That was a sports minute, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Christ, you might as well just dig the hole right now and go lay in it and get the dirt shoveled on top of you. It's over.
Right.
It's over.
Jerry.
It's over.
It's over.
That's brand new. That was from yesterday.
No, that was yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought that was 10 years ago. Angry Jerry lives.
Al walked me into that one. That's not fair.
He did.
That's not fair.
And Al lays out like a pro.
At the end, right.
Yeah, right.
Right, I mean, right. He's done. Right.
Right, Jerry. Yes, it's over. Yes, a dead person in a grave. Yes, right. Very good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I said, Gunn, we had a couple calls this morning, or call. Who's your favorite QB coming out of college, not named Trevor? Because Gunnar's a hardcore college football fan, sure. Watches every weekend. Our Morning Show fans need to know, as you hit it big with Josh Allen.
That's right.
And if you remember, Josh Allen was not the first guy on everybody's mind, the first guy on everybody's mind with Baker Mayfield, and then Sam Darnold, and then Josh Allen.
Right.
Okay, so he laughed. Ha ha, Dad. It's probably Zach Wilson from BYU, but he's a distant second from Trevor Lawrence, mind you. It's not like he sticks out like Josh Allen stuck out. Josh Allen really, you know, stuck out, you know, watching those games. But similar to Josh Allen, he really had to be good to make it all work for BYU. Trevor Lawrence has all those big-time athletes to catch his throws.
Man, I tell you, I know that when we talk about the Jets and it's Florham Park, it's not necessarily New York City, but like to go from BYU to New York City, can you get two different places?
Well, I mean, you know, Steve Young was from Connecticut, but
yeah,
you know,
where's Zach Wilson from? Where did he grow up? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Look that up right now.
Maybe it's California or something. But you know, my thing is, I'd like Zach Wilson, but it's hard to tell. I haven't met the kid, so I don't know.
He's from Utah, too.
He's from Utah. Okay, so yeah. When you look at a lot of draft picks, they do have him as a top 10 pick. Doesn't really overly excite me.
Yeah,
you know, in a sense that, you know, is he going to be like the difference maker, like a Justin Herbert is right now, or Joe Burrow? I can't tell you that right now.
Well, let's just hope that he excites the Houston Texans. That's what you want. You want the Houston Texans to be excited about Justin Fields or Zach Wilson.
You know, I was going to say that earlier this morning. Whoever has got to go in there and fill the shoes of Deshaun Watson, if they do trade him,
yeah,
that's an enormous amount of pressure. That's why, whether it be Sam Darnold in a trade going to Houston, maybe Houston doesn't want him, or Tua Tagovailoa going to Houston, maybe Houston doesn't want him either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so it's a tricky trade, to say the least.
Yeah, so one of the guys on Twitter that was listening to us earlier, one of the listeners, when we were trying to find a comparison to Deshaun Watson getting traded at this point in his career, brought up Drew Brees. And I don't think that's a great comparison.
No, it's not.
Because he had an injury at that point. He was not a superstar. If you remember, the Miami Dolphins chose Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees in that spot.
Remember, the reason why he came free was because they drafted Philip Rivers.
Yes, they also drafted
another quarterback. So his own team was already trying to replace him.
Yep, that's right. So I still don't think at the quarterback position. I mean, we've seen it with Khalil Mack. We've seen it with Jamal Adams. We've seen it with Jalen Ramsey. You know, guys who are
DeAndre
the top.
DeAndre
Hopkins. Guys who are the top of the top.
Steph Diggs.
Yeah, Steph Diggs. Got top of the top of their position getting traded. But not at the quarterback position at this age. I don't think that's really happened.
Not in this day and age where the quarterback has really become the central figure on every team.
So that's why when you hear about some of these trades and what the Jets or the Dolphins or whomever would have to give up. I mean, it's an astronomical package because they've never seen it before.
Right. And you take a look at divisional weekend, that tells you all you need to know because all those guys are great quarterbacks.
That's right.
You know, and it just goes to show you that, you know, the question is, does Joe Douglas in his heart think that Sam Darnold is the guy? That's really the question. I mean, he'd be nuts not to be making a phone call to Houston. I got to believe he's already made that phone call to Nick Caserio and said, look, what's going on here? Do you want to explore the parameters? Maybe Nick Caserio saying, well, wait a minute, we want to hire a coach.
Yeah.
And I still believe that if we don't see Leslie Frazier hired,
yeah,
that it's got to be Eric Bieniemy.
Sure. You just got to wait till the end of the Super Bowl and everything else. I'm sure the reports will come out as part of the storyline for the Super Bowl. But there could be another situation where Joe Douglas says, I don't really think Sam's the guy, but he's the best option I have right now, and maybe this Mike LaFleur offense can get more out of him, and we're going to have to revisit it in a couple of years. I mean, that could be the situation, too. He could desperately want Deshaun Watson to be a Jet, do everything in his power to try to get him, and it still may not happen.
Well, he has acquired, you can say whatever you want about his free agent class this year, it wasn't great, but I think the reason it wasn't great is because he didn't want to give any long-term contracts. He wanted to be flexible when it came to the salary cap, which is prudent from where he sits. It may have hurt the team overall, and it may have hurt Adam Gase, and ultimately Adam Gase gets fired because, hey, we have a lack of playmaking players here, and we're trading away our most valuable playmaking player in Jamal Adams. So I just think you have to realize why Joe Douglas did what he did free agency-wise this year, did what he did with the draft this year, and now he's sitting with a ton of draft capital and a ton of space under the salary cap, which is where he needs to be right now at this moment as the general manager with, by the way, probably the top candidate as a coach, as his new head coach. So far, he is sitting right where he needs to be sitting and has set this thing up absolutely perfectly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.